Get ready, edgeheads, for a huge night of comedy. Corey and Patrick in the Morning present the really awful, terrible night of comedy, featuring comedy from Angry Patrick and Laura Beam
in a comedy battle.
Bid on cool rock memorabilia and more in the silent auction. Walk the red carpet at 7. Show starts at 8. Dinner and drinks are available. Yes, we will have beer. Grab some Corey and Patrick barbecue sauce. Take the Jersey Challenge. It'll be a hilarious night of comedy to raise money for the September Fund. The really awful, terrible night of comedy. Friday, July 25th. Benton Events Center. Tickets and info at edgelittlerock.com. Sponsored by Bill Terry, Auto Paint and Body, Semper Fi Movers, Cisco Heat and Air, and 100.3 The Edge.
I'm Steve Landers.
Tap away on the Geico app.
Corey and Patrick in the Morning.
I'm curious, is it strictly apathy, or do you really not have a goal in life?
I found that if you have a goal, that you might not reach it. But if you don't have one, then you are never disappointed.
100.3 The Edge.
15 past 7.
Good morning, Corey and Patrick here.
Becoming partly cloudy. Today's high 87. Tonight, low in the upper 60s. It is 66.
Don't know if you heard, but today at 10 o'clock, the iHeartRadio world premiere of Weezer's new song, Back to the Shack. Going to be here on The Edge, 10 o'clock. Stay tuned.
Well, over the weekend, a few things happened with celebrities. James Garner died Saturday. He was 86. He, I think people probably best know him from, well, he was in a bunch of movies. He won an Oscar for a movie called Murphy's Romance. That was back in 86. He was in The Notebook, mm-hmm. where he played a character where his wife was dying, right?
Yeah, well, she had Alzheimer's, yeah.
Yeah. He also was Jim Rockford from The Rockford Files.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Probably one of the biggest shows of the 1970s.
Oh, yeah. He was a PI. And it's always interesting work anyway, doing PI work.
Here's a little bit of dialogue from, let's see here. Oh, okay. This is not from... This is not from that show, but this is from The Notebook, as I mentioned.
Oh.
This is where James Garner and his wife lie down together for the last time before she dies. Oh, no.
Oh, no, don't play that. Come on, man.
No, I'm not going to. No, I can't do that.
This is The Edge, man. I wonder what happened. We had a... I'm sorry. Forgive us. It's an accident.
It's like the last thing you want to
do. Yeah, not on a Monday. Yeah, people crying all over the workplace.
Well, it's...
You know how much mascara you would cost if you played that?
Well,
it'd be a shortage.
They're dead, Jim.
Literally.
They're dead, Jim Rockford. All right, let's move on. Now, this is surprising and unfortunate again. Wait. I mean, we're going to balance this all out with something that's ridiculously unfortunate and so bad it's funny. Okay, do you remember the movie The Patriot?
Yeah.
Mel Gibson had a family, and remember the youngest daughter in that movie? Her name was Sky McCall Bartusiak.
Mm-hmm.
She was 21. She died over the weekend. They don't know what happened. She had some epileptic seizures in recent days, and boom, she just died.
Yeah.
So,
and, you know, those parents have to be just in shock.
Well, yeah, nobody expects horrible. Anybody to die at 21 unless it's a catastrophic accident of some sort.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, I mean, you expect at 86, you know at any moment,
yeah.
Jim Rockford's dead.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just how it works, but 21.
Yeah. Then it's the continuing story of famed DJ Casey Kasem.
Ooh, I know.
Where in the world is Casey Kasem hiding?
Or where has he been stashed?
He's now, hiding, all right.
On Friday, a bunch of news reports started coming out that Casey Kasem's body had not yet been buried. He's been dead since June 15th.
Mm-hmm. So it's a bet that rigor mortis has set in, and if they haven't done more, maybe...
They had him in cold storage.
So he hadn't even been embalmed at this point, right?
Well, I don't know. Do they embalm him and then put him in cold storage?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I guarantee you that Gene has him somewhere hooked up to a table with defibrillators trying to reanimate him.
Carrie Kasem, one of the adult children, daughter of Casey from the first marriage. She was granted a restraining order late last week by a judge who said that they couldn't move Kasem or do an autopsy on Kasem, who was at a Tacoma, Washington funeral home, until she was able to get her own people to do an autopsy.
Well, then, no, he wasn't embalmed.
I guess, like I said, in cold storage. So that was Friday, and then all of a sudden, news broke Friday night that Casey Kasem's body was missing.
Yeah, she's got him sitting in a chair with a tape recorder tied behind his back, and she just pushes play on his old top 40s, pretending he's alive.